definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Monster Hunters. Episode 4, The Hour of the Witch.
Halt! Is the sacrifice prepared?
The sacrifice is prepared.
Oh, sacrifice, accept the baptism of blood from this paltry offering. Accept it so our hairy lord might be venerated.
So what do you think, Octavia? Naked girls? Chickens? This kinky enough for you?
I don't know. It's certainly far out.
Oh, thou dreadful majesty! Oh, thou impressive goaty one! We stand here to anoint one more follower to your cause. He will join us to bask in the rough and shaggy glory of your mighty pelt. Bring him forward. You are Peter Card.
I am.
Peter Richard Card.
Yes.
Peter Richard Eustace Henry.
Yes. I mean, yes.
Good. Just checking. Do you, Peter Card, solemnly pledge your service to our dark and fragrant master to do his evil will in return for his beneficence?
I do.
Do you agree that, come his return to Earth, where he will create a land of evil in his own image, you will, you know, pop round now and then to clean his hooves?
Yes, I do.
That you will not complain if he chews on the curtains, or chooses your cousin as a sacrifice to his power, even if you quite liked your cousin, but not in a wrong way.
I do.
Take your right hand. Place it in the blood you see on this sacrifice's chest.
Will do.
With this blood we do anoint you.
That's disgusting. I didn't think...
Shh, this is the important part.
Take the knife, and with it, sign the ultimate pledge.
He's not... That girl! You can't let
him! Be quiet, they'll hear.
I'm not staying for this. I'm going for the police.
Octavia, wait!
Now, Peter! Do it now!
Octavia! Octavia, wait!
Janice, they were... sacrificing her. I thought this was just a bit of a thrill. Something a bit different, but... murder?
Is that what you thought it was?
I saw him stab her.
It's just a game, V. You wanted a kink? Well, you got one. And how?
I don't like it. It's not my scene.
You want to go back to the discos every night like everyone else? Is that what you want?
I...
Come on! They'll be finishing up now. They've taken Peter Eustace Card out the back way. Come with me. I want to show you something.
I don't know.
5 minutes?
All right. The girl, she's gone.
Well, of course she's gone. You don't think she was really dead, did you?
But the knife.
Look at it. Press the blade.
A trick knife.
You don't think we'd really kill someone, do you? We give him the knife and the blade slides safely into the handle. He gets a sacrifice and we get some fun.
It looked so real.
Didn't it? Now, why don't you go get changed and I'll meet you at the coffee bar.
Okay, see you later.
Well?
I thought we'd lost her for a moment. But I think I convinced her.
Good. We shall soon be ready. Then young Octavia Chesterfield shall become the main course in a most important feast. A feast with only one diner. And that diner will be diabolical.
But I thought we liked him.
Shut up. Go. Prepare young Octavia for her date with the devil.
Take two elements, any two elements, say electricity and water. On their own, perfectly harmless, but when you mix them together, maybe in a bowl, dynamite. Roy Steele. His passport says Beast Slapper. And Lorimer Chesterfield. Walks like a man, thinks like a man, is a man. My name is Sir Maxwell House. I took those two elements and, like some kind of scientific blacksmith, I forged them together. Forged them into a team that would look danger in the eye and bring it down with the knowledge of a man and the fist of a man. They are the Monster Hunters.
What were we just doing?
They call it the shake. You shake pretty good for an old guy.
What?
Oh, I didn't mean...
Take a look at this.
Your birth certificate.
Take a look at the date. Not that one. That one.
The one in crayon.
That's right.
I'm sorry if I offended you.
That's all right. Many ladies make that mistake. I'm cool. Say, do you like alcohol? You, man, give me everything you've got. In two glasses.
Hey, that's... What did you call that?
What did you say your name was again?
Octavia. Octavia Chesterfield.
I call it an Octavia.
It's very intoxicating.
Isn't it just? Look, my Mayfair apartment is just round the corner. In Mayfair. A beautiful view. Some music. A little soup. Perhaps we can mix a cocktail of our own. And we won't need ice.
Oh, Roy.
Call me darling.
Get out!
Excuse me, I'm...
Look, darling, I don't care if you're the Queen. This is a restricted area. Now push off. Some of us have got work to do. You're not the Queen, are you? Well, are you? Come on, out with it! Well,
no, I'm not. I'm not the Queen. I'm a man. I'm Professor...
Professor Lorimer Chesterfield?
Yes, that's right.
Well, why didn't you say? I'm Detective Inspector Grabber of Scotland Yard.
Oh, that's an appropriate name for a policeman.
Why?
Well, because you always grab your man, I suppose.
Finished?
Yes.
Good. Take a look at this.
Ooh, a dead girl.
Congratulations! I see why they made you Professor of Occult Studies at London's London University. Found on a building site last night. No ID on her. Completely naked.
I'm sorry, Inspector. I don't quite see how I can help you.
Shut it.
Sorry. Look, do you have to be so abrupt?
I can't help it. I'm a copper. You know what I hate? All I do is hunt villains and put them away. It's a war out there, believe you me, every day. I'm just an honest man trying to keep the streets safe, put away some rubbish. And it's people like you, you Hampstead lawyers, sipping your Madeira, you bang on about rights.
I'm not a lawyer.
So don't you come all high and mighty with me, darling. Some of us have got jobs to do.
Right, look, about this body...
Yeah, well, at first we thought it was another case of the drugs.
But what changed your mind?
Look at this mark on her back.
Oh, fascinating.
Oh, fascinating, is it? Well, what is it?
Well, it looks like some kind of cabalistic symbol. That's no drugs, Inspector. That's witchcraft.
Yeah, that's why I called you. She's the third we've found in the last 4 weeks. It doesn't surprise me. When you're a copper, you see bastard everything. Murder, death, death by murder, everything. Your average copper, he's going to take one look at that. And do you know what he's going to do?
What?
Well, I'm asking you, aren't I?
Oh, right. Well, look, it's a good thing you called me. If there is a coven performing human sacrifice in the centre of London, you'll need someone who can...
Bust their doors down and administer a beating?
Well, yes.
Oh, that wasn't the answer I was expecting.
Inspector, There's someone I think you should meet.
In San Pedro today, Lord Greg Powers was given an award by the president. The world's greatest big game hunter had captured what was described as a gigantic bog monster.
That's enough of that, I think.
What's the matter?
Nothing. A little more champagne.
Why not?
A beautiful wine for a beautiful lady.
Oh, Roy.
Octavia.
Roy, it's me, Lorimer. You didn't answer the door, so I used the emergency key. You know, the one you keep behind a picture of your face. Anyway, I've brought Inspector Octavia!
Uncle Lorimer!
Roy!
Uncle Lorimer!
Roy?
Roy Steele, put my niece down this instant.
What the Hades?
Her last name is Chesterfield.
I thought that was just a coincidence.
I think maybe you should go and put some clothes on, my dear. No, not you, Roy. You stay here. I need to talk to you.
See you later, darling.
Ciao. Now, Lorimer, old fella...
Not now, Roy. This is Detective Inspector Grabber of Scotland Yard.
Grabber? Is that because you always...
Shut it!
I did that one already.
And?
It didn't go well.
So, you're Roy Steele, the world's second greatest big game hunter. Yeah, well, don't expect me to be impressed, son. I've been around 20 years on the force and I've seen things that'll make your eyes curl.
Look, this is all very nice, but what the hell are you doing here?
I've got one word to say to you, Roy, and that's witchcraft and girls.
Is that hyphenated?
Did someone say witchcraft?
That's right, darling. Know something about it.
What's going on, Uncle Lorimer?
The police found a dead girl last night, stabbed through the heart, and on her back was a symbol of the ancient black cult of Hazal.
Hell's cats! You don't mean old hazel hooves, like the ones in your flat.
That's right. Hazal is one of the most powerful demons in the pantheon. Those hooves I have come from the last time he manifested himself.
Doesn't sound like a pleasant fella to lock horns with. You know, like a goat.
If they're using sacrifice as a way to reincarnate him, we might have very little time left.
But they said... They promised.
What's wrong, my dear?
Oh, Uncle Lorimer.
It's all right, my dear. Why don't you just sit down? Sorry.
It was just supposed to be a scene. That's what they told me.
A scene?
That's right. A happening?
A happening?
Yes?
Does this make any sense to you, Inspector?
Bloody kids.
Quiet, grandads. This is where I come in. So, Octavia, it was a scene, yeah? I dig you.
I met this girl, Janice, at a party. We hung around, went out a few times, but it was all so straight, you understand?
I'm cool.
Stop that.
Sorry.
I'm not into anything too wild, but when she mentioned witchcraft, it just sounded fun, you know? And it was, to start with, just incense and chanting.
We've all had those parties. You've nothing to be ashamed of.
Then 2 nights ago, she took me to this abandoned church, a crypt. There was this girl, and she was naked, on an altar. It was a ritual. They were initiating a man into their coven. Something about him achieving power. Peter something. Peter Card.
Peter Card?
You've heard of him, Inspector?
No.
He was no one special. Just some loner who wanted a bit of excitement. That's what Janice said.
So, this Janice, was she the leader of this coven?
No, there was another woman. Lilith, I think she was called. Older.
Right, well, I think I've heard enough. What say we pop round this church and invoke the name of the fist?
What?
I was trying to make punching sound a bit witchy.
No, I understood that. It's just, we can't go straight in without...
I think he's trying to say is that we can't go in without facts. Evidence. And if we can't find any, we'll just plant some.
Octavia, do you think you could introduce me to this Janice?
Roy Steele, I refuse to let you endanger my niece any further.
But Lorimer, she's the only way in we have.
Steele's right, Professor. If we want to bring these bastards down, we need to infiltrate them. And you two beauties are the best men for the job. Octavia introduces you to the witches, then I storm in and sort them out.
Octavia?
It's all right, Uncle Lorimer. I'm a big girl now.
Yes, you are.
Roy, why don't you go and show the inspector out?
I'll see you two gents tomorrow.
This way, Inspector.
How's your mother?
Still running that commune in Cornwall? You're disappointed in me, aren't you?
You're a young woman, Octavia. You have to make your own decisions.
Oh, Uncle. I know you care, but it's 1971. I'm not into the drugs. All I was looking for was a little fun. You remember.
Hey, young lady. Hey now, I know about fun. I've got 12 catalogues of British tentacle beasts to prove it.
I didn't realise how serious it was. Oh, I feel like such an idiot. But now that I do, I want to help you stop it.
Well, I can see nothing I say will convince you not to, so...
So it's agreed. Octavia will get me into the coven, then you come and get us out.
Now, Roy...
We need someone who's unafraid to hang around nightclubs full of women looking a bit sad and predatory. Someone who might be desperate enough to turn to witchcraft to get a bit of recognition. And that sounds like a job for me. Oh, hang on, that doesn't sound so good now I say it out loud.
What is this I'm supposed to be doing?
It's called dancing. You need to relax. This is a nightclub.
Yes, and we both know what happened last time we went to one of these places. And this one is full of witches. I'm coming to the conclusion pop culture is inherently evil. Roy, stop dancing.
Sorry, what was that? The beat had me. Where's V?
My niece is over there, talking to the blonde girl.
Nice. I think I'm gonna like this job. Oop, she's touching her hair. I think that's my cue.
Now remember, I'll be following you all the way.
And you're not still worrying about the other night?
Not anymore. What happened to Peter Card?
So, are you coming back? Lilith is eager to see you again.
If you'll have me. I was frightened at the time, but now I just feel powerful.
Good.
Are you looking for more men like Card? Because I think I have the perfect fit.
Is this him now?
Yes. Roy, over here. This is Janice, the one I was telling you about.
Hello, Roy. Would you give yourself willingly to the one true goat lord of the underworld?
I've always liked animals. My uncle ran a zoo. I used to be a somebody. Important. The best in my game. But now... Well, if your master can give me that again, I'd do anything.
Good. Come with me, Roy. There's someone who would love to meet you. Octavia, why don't you come along too?
Quickly, darling! They're getting away!
Are we allowed to go this fast?
You see this? It's a warrant card, and it's all the authority I need.
Don't you think you should put your hands back on the wheel?
Why? You afraid you'll chip a nail? Whoa! I meant to do that, it's fine. We're heading west. Typical. It's always a rich one to get up to all this naked business. Give me a nice bank job with a couple of shooters. You know where you are with shooters. Not boring you, am I, Your Highness?
No, I'm just trying to keep my stomach in the right place. Could we please slow down?
I can't.
But you're as bad as Roy. There's no one looking, you know. I'm sure it won't hurt your pride to at least drive at 30.
No, you bastard. There's something wrong with the car. It's like it's driving itself. Grab my wheel.
Oh, it's got a mind of its own.
Come on, darling, move.
But I'm trying my best.
I'm talking to the car.
Looks like we're turning into an old disused gasworks. Inspector, if we don't stop this soon, we'll hit that wall.
The wheel. I can feel it giving. Quickly, darling.
Which one of us are you talking to?
Shut it and grab hold.
We've stopped. Thank God.
Rule number one of policing, always aim for the cardboard boxes. And don't swear at royalty. I don't understand it. She's only just had her MOT.
Witchcraft, Inspector. And that could mean Roy and Octavia are in a lot of trouble.
Gosh!
Sweet godmothers! They're naked!
Just finishing up. Come and meet the leader of our coven, Lilith.
I didn't expect witchcraft to be so nudie.
The body is simply a vessel, nothing more.
Absolutely. A lovely, lovely vessel.
Octavia, why don't we leave these two to talk?
Okay. If that's all right with you, Roy.
I'm in a room full of devil-worshipping ladies. I think I can look after myself.
Until later, then.
So, you're Sir Roy Steele.
I think you're mistaken, darling. It's just plain the.
It doesn't have to be. You've had a hard few years, Mr. Steele, since 1968.
How did you know that?
If you pledge your allegiance to our goatee master, those hard years can be a distant memory. Think of it. Power, wealth, popularity, All this can be yours.
Sign me up. What must I do? Do I get some kind of membership card, or do I have to wait for it to be laminated?
That's sheep.
Sorry, force of habit.
Ah, Janice, how is our young friend?
She's prepared. Hi, one. Before we anoint Mr. Steele into our circle, I think you should know we were followed.
Is this true, Mr. Steele?
Followed? I don't know what you mean. Anyone got a dictionary?
I forced them from the road, and the rest I got out of Octavia just now.
Octavia? Is she all right?
For now. We still require her services. For tomorrow, we summon the great Lord Hazal. She was to be our sacrifice, but I think two sacrifices for the price of one will honor our Lord even more. Take him away.
Satan's teeth!
Indeed, Mr. Steele. Tomorrow, he'll be using your cravat as dental floss.
It's been nearly 24 hours. What the hell's happened to him?
I think it's obvious, don't you, Inspector? The Coven have them.
And we don't know where that is. In the meantime, we're stuck in your flat doing nothing.
That's the least of our troubles. I consulted the Demonomicon, and it all starts to fit together. The 1st of June is the most important date for the cult of Hazal. All those poor girls have been leading up to it. One last sacrifice and they'll bring Hazal back to Earth. I think Roy and Octavia are to be that sacrifice. We have to save her.
What about Steele?
Oh, yes, him as well.
Well, there must be something you can do.
Yeah, but what?
Would it help if I slapped you round the face? That usually helps.
Of course. Inspector, quickly, under those papers, there should be a glass case.
This?
No, those are the mandibles of Mangor.
These?
No, that's the claw of Cranthor, the all-powerful. Really, Inspector.
This?
Eureka, the hooves of Hazal, all that's left from his last manifestation.
How will these help?
Open the case.
They're vibrating!
I can't believe I've been so stupid. These are psychically linked to Hazal. As we get closer to the coven, the vibrations will get stronger. Follow the hooves and we find Roy and Octavia.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Not so fast, Inspector. Do you know any girls?
You have come to join us, sisters.
We are from the northern chapter of the Order. We are here to venerate the name of Hazal.
Both of you?
That's right, darling. Yes.
Right. The robes are over there. Find a couple and join the circle.
When you said girls, I thought you meant a quick hello, folks, and what about the workers? I look a right idiot.
Oh, how else were we supposed to infiltrate a coven of witches controlled by women? Besides, you didn't have to go for such a tight skirt. Here, put this robe on.
Bring forward the sacrifices. Tie their hands.
Look, Roy and Octavia.
Blimey, I can see her.
Quiet!
And his...
Shh, they'll hear you. And close your eyes, that's my niece you're talking about.
Roy!
Don't worry, I'll think of something.
Could it be quickly?
Lay the sacrifices on the altar.
Are you sure? I mean, it's not a double.
We have a folding table for eventualities such as this.
Oh, so you do. Good thinking.
Oh, thou dreadful majesty, possessor of souls and hooves. We join together this night to facilitate your return to Earth. Heed our call and accept these sacrifices. Baptize the sacrifices.
Roy!
Hang on, I think I can feel these ropes giving. No, sorry, my mistake.
We've got to do something. They're going to kill them.
With this blood, I do baptize thee.
Oh, great one, give us a sign of your return. Show us a tail. He returns.
Look, in the air. Is that a hoof?
It's only partially formed. Quickly, Inspector, distract them. I'll get Roy and Octavia.
Right. Drop that chicken. You're all nicked.
Uncle Lorimer!
Octavia!
Stay calm, V. That's not your uncle. It's a witch.
No, it's me, Roy. I'm wearing a wig.
There's no time to argue. Untie me, madam.
Janice, stop them. Hazal needs a body.
Thanks, old man. Those ropes were chafing.
Uncle Lorimer, behind you!
Gotcha!
Unhand me, madam! Ow! Get off! Roy!
Oof!
Octavia, where did you learn to do that?
Finishing school.
Ooh! Ooh!
What's Grabber doing? Is he trying to handcuff Lilith?
He's an idiot. He's pushing her closer to the hoof. Grabber! Grabber! Don't let her touch the hoof!
How is that bad?
Oh, too late!
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Turn around.
Blimey!
Half woman and half goat.
You're not kidding.
Finally, Hazal has returned. He has joined with me.
And not in a good way.
What do we do now?
Mortals, you will be the first to be consumed.
Consumed? Does she mean like chips?
Already the goat side of her nature has taken hold. She's ravenous and prepared to eat anything.
Yeah, well, that's goats for you.
What do we do?
Take Octavia and get out, Inspector.
Gotcha.
Not you, Roy.
What do I do?
Take this hoof. We need to get as close to her as possible.
How will waving feet at her help?
Look at you, you wiry man. You think you can threaten the awesome power of Hazal? Fear my goaty kick.
Wait, Hazal. These are your own hooves, removed from you at our last meeting.
I'm sorry, I'm not following this at all. Are you just making this up?
Hazal is not yet fully formed. He's still bonded with Lilith, feeding on her. He needs the energy from a physical creature to manifest properly. If he needs 4 human sacrifices to bond with Lilith, just imagine how much energy there must be in these hooves.
Well, I don't know.
I said imagine. Ha, look, she understands.
Stay back. Keep those feet away from me. I have a perfectly good pair. No. Oh, I cannot help myself. I hunger. Feed me hooves.
How close to her can we get? Are we talking quite personal or just over a coffee?
Closer, Roy. On 3, we touch goat. 1, 2, 3. Quickly, Roy. This whole place is about to go up.
Roy! Uncle Lorimer!
That was quite a bang, love.
Oh, Inspector!
Listen, do you maybe fancy a coffee?
Only if you make them scotchachinos all round.
You made it!
That we did. And look, another pair of hooves. Perhaps you'd like them, Octavia, as a souvenir.
No, you keep them.
Inspector?
Oh, I don't think I should have them knocking around the yard. The super will think I've gone mental. But thanks, gents. If I ever need your help again...
Consider us your go-to guys.
Oh, Roy. Oh, no.
Oh, at least let me give you a lift back into town.
Oh, well, as long as it's only a lift.
Cheers. I'm having front seat.
Not you two. Night, darlings.
You all right, Roy?
Yes, it's fine.
Back at the club, you weren't tempted?
By joining the coven? No. You see, I learned a long time ago that when it comes to the dark arts, it's all about knowing which is the right choice to make.
I'm calling you a cab. Now.
But that was funny and deep.
Roy, you're only allowed to be deep if you're wearing trousers.
Oh, yes. Can I borrow yours?
No.
The Hour of the Witch was written and directed by Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. With Matthew Woodcock as Roy Steele, Peter Davis as Lorimer Chesterfield, Kate Quinn as Octavia Chesterfield, Kevin Haney as Inspector Grabber and Peter Card, Andrea Cullum as Lilith, Amy Larkham as Janice, and Simon Dylan Kane as Sir Maxwell House. Engineered and edited by Peter Davis, music and sound effects supplied by Chaotic Creations. Featuring music by Kevin MacLeod. The Song of the Witches, written and performed by the Eversley Singers. With thanks to Heather Doole, Laura Davis and Emma Gibbs. Visit our website at www.themonsterhunters.com. This was a Newgate production.
No, he said to me, you can't park it here at all.
Right.
He got very angry at it. And I said, it's my rickshaw. I made it. I can park it anywhere I want. So I kicked him in the... Oh, hello, listeners.
Look at you.
Well, fancy seeing you here.
Why are you staring through our windows? Come in.
Come in. Have a listen to what we're talking about.
Yes.
Welcome to Behind the Making of the Monster Hunters with Monster Hunters.
Who are the monster?
I don't know. I'm Peter Davis and this is Matthew Woodcock.
Hello there.
We are the Monster Hunters.
We are.
Well, we're not really.
We're not really. Those are characters that we play. And in real life, we are very, very different to them.
We are.
I am... in many cases, just an average guy, maybe like yourselves, maybe not like yourselves. I enjoy all the finer things of life, like sausages.
And I live in a box, so very different to our characters.
Exactly.
So this episode we're talking about today is the episode 4.
4, you say?
I do say that, and I'm sticking with that. And this one is called The Hour of the Witch.
So this is another one that is not in any way connected to the stage show.
And at this point in the writing, we decided to speed things up a little bit. We would split up and do an episode each on our own.
Yeah. It's really nice to be able to sit down and work together.
Yeah.
We know each other's writing styles, and I think we know the characters very well so that we can...
Yeah, we're very good at writing different characters.
But I think because of time reasons or work reasons and all the other things, it's not always easy for us
really
to get
live
together.
Near each other.
certainly not anymore.
No.
Not since I kicked you out.
And it's funny that this is your episode you wrote, and there's a lot of nudity in it.
There is. I'm, you know, a big fan of nudity in my personal life. I'm sat here.
Yes,
right
I can
now.
See that. I can see that.
You should really try it.
Yeah, I'm fine, actually.
Take your shirt
I'm
off.
Not going to take my shirt off.
I thought we should do an episode that was a bit Wicker Man-y, a bit covered.
Yeah, so we're still
70s.
Very much in the 70s.
Cliches.
Yeah.
That kind of thing of
But in the later Hammer Horror, the Hammer Horror films begin by being, you know, horror films.
Yeah.
And they turn into boob movies.
Well, I think... They were always pushing what they could do. And there's always a kind of eroticism about them. You know, they know how to sell a film, and they sell a film with nudity.
So we decided to sell this episode with nudity.
With nudity. So there is a lot
of
nudity.
It's much easier to do on audio.
It is.
So we had some new actors in this, and this was the biggest cast in the series. We had Andrea Cullum playing the leader of the witch cult.
Yeah, she's good.
Who we also met at the London Dungeon. Amy Larkham again from the first episode. Isn't it again?
Yes. We wrote this.
Yeah, we did wrote it for her, from this one.
We had Kevin Haney.
Kevin Haney, who again we met at the London Dungeon originally.
And there is only one person in this who is not Dungeon.
Yes, that's true.
It was Kate Quinn. We did this show called Grand Guignol, which was it was a portmanteau. It was three horror plays, and it was in the tradition of the French Grand Guignol. So they were very gory. They were very kind of... There was a lot of body horror in them.
Yeah.
And within that, in that play with me, there was Panny, who was in Heir of the Dog as Tony Hands, and Kate. And Kate came to us and played Octavia Chesterfield. Who is the only character in the first series, I think, that Roy succeeds with.
Yeah, this
in
is the only time that Roy
power.
Actually, his charms work for him, and he actually gets the girl. For most of it anyway.
But she still, there is a point at which he's still ridiculed. Roy is older than she is, and it's referenced that he's...
Yeah, but she obviously likes him, though. She's having a good time, though.
Yeah, I think so. I'm always a bit wary of letting Roy succeed, because the way that Roy behaves is reprehensible to us
exactly,
now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure if you were a woman in the 1970s, you would probably not enjoy it either.
Yeah, the hardest thing with writing a piece set in the 70s is you have to set it in the 70s.
The misogyny and the things. Yeah. And we, you know.
So we try and make as much fun of that as we can.
And I also liked the idea of there being a Chesterfield sibling who was the total opposite
of she's
Lorimer.
A very free spirit.
Yeah.
Someone that we might explore in a future episode.
Who knows? Who knows what the future might hold? Who knows?
And
look,
we also...
crystal ball.
We also have the first appearance of D.I. Grabber.
D.I. Grabber.
Of Scotland Yard.
Kevin Haney.
Yeah.
And this was a conscious attempt to not include Sir Maxwell in every episode. And that's not because we don't like working with Simon. I love working with Simon, but I didn't want to overuse that as a I didn't think we should necessarily have him in every episode. I thought there should be times when they kind of are working alone and getting embroiled. Other people are involving them in cases.
But Grabber is very much born out of the Sweeney.
The Sweeney came about in the mid-70s. It is made by Thames Television's Euston Films arm. And what it was a police series film shot on 16mm. It's very gritty. It's very down to earth. The grittiness of it is almost, you know, something that you can
taste
the grit. It was almost ridiculous in some ways now, because, you know, you look back and you go, this is a bit silly, but at the time it was quite revolutionary, because you'd had police series like Dixon of Doc Green and things like that, which
it was all very tame,
and
now we're driving through cardboard boxes and
it's very action orientated. The police aren't necessarily portrayed as there are more anti-heroes than heroes.
And Grabber clearly has some very silly lines, but Kevin plays it in such a way that it's still believable.
Part of why we bring Grabber back later is because Kevin
Absolutely.
Doing that part. But that's not the only part he plays in it. He also plays
At the very beginning, he plays Peter Card, who's initiated into the Witch's Coven, which we'll talk more about him later on, maybe. We'll say nothing more right now for those who haven't listened to the other episodes yet.
So within them being standalone stories, there are these little elements that feed through.
We had the Hooves of Hazal, mentioned previously.
And then Hazal is, of course...
Old Hazel Hooves.
...is the demon that turns up in this episode. Yeah. We wanted to kind of, like, drop little things in.
And, of course, we have to mention Andrea's transformation into a goat lady at the end.
We actually made her wear a goat costume for that. You found that goat, didn't
I
you?
Made it.
Yeah. You made it.
I made it from an actual goat. Yeah, she was. She very, very committed to the part, which is what you need. The best thing about really silly moments, like someone turning into a half goat, half human, is as long as the actor commits to it, it's still believable, as well as being ridiculous, and that's what makes it funny. So that was our witch episode.
That what? Which one was that?
Which was the witch one?
Which
one?
Which episode?
Which episode?
Which episode?
Which?
Which?
So we'll see you again. No, we won't. I keep saying that. We won't see. We're never going to see you.
You will hear us again via the medium of your ears.
Until then, you take care of yourselves.
Adieu. For this is not goodbye. It is simply adieu.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.